This is Laps and Littles, a conversation about friendship and faith in the midst of motherhood. Life with littles is better when we do it together. So grab a load of laundry and join us for some laughs.
Take, Lord, and receive all my liberty, my memory, my understanding, and my entire will. All I have and call my own, you have given all to me. To you, Lord, I return it. Everything is yours. Do with it what you will. Give me only your love and your grace. That is enough for me. Amen.
So we got a listener request asking if we've read this book, Fair Play, and if we would talk about it. So we were both intrigued because it seems, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong. To me, it was like, oh, this seems like the opposite of the empowered wife.
Well, and it seemed very like scientific of like, oh, this is maybe for people who really like math and like, I don't know, a specific type of person. I definitely was prepared to dislike it a lot more than I did.
I wouldn't have said scientific. I think like,
because the picture on the front is like a picture of a scale.
Yeah, but it's like a Reese Witherspoon book club book. So I was like,
I mean,
oh,
what
this
does
is like
that
a
mean,
sexy,
though?
Secular, cool book. You know, that's kind of what I was.
I remember this summer you were reading a lot of Reese Witherspoon books. You were like, I've just been reading crap. It's just.
Some were good. Some were really bad.
Like, what is the Reese Witherspoon book club? Like, what kind of.
It's all women authors. She's like supporting women.
Okay.
Beyond that, I don't know. I think it's just kind of like, it's usually novels. I guess Every so often there's a nonfiction. But yeah, anyway.
So this is well known enough that Reese has put her stamp on it.
Yes.
Cool. I'm a big Reese fan. I just don't know about this book club business. I don't think I even know she had a book club till you brought it up. Okay. So chapter one is called The Curse of the She-Fault Parent. She like sets it up. Basically, like she falls into marriage and motherhood. And it's like, now she's there. And it's like, what's happening? Which I do think is pretty common.
Well, no. It's like marriage. Here we are, married without kids. We're like 50-50, totally collaborative partners, supporting each other's careers, sharing the domestic duties. And it's smooth and it's great. And then it's like, add in kids and
right.
It all defaults to her. She's doing at least 2/3 of the load. And she's like, how did this happen? And she
totally.
Okay. She comes in strong and aggressive and she like really throws her husband under the bus. Yeah. So it took me a while to be like, where are we going with this?
Yeah.
Like, this is.
No, definitely. I just think it's very helpful for us all to remember that raising young children. Young especially, because if they're older and they're going to school, then they are in school a good portion of the day. But if you're raising young children at home, that is a full-time job. I don't mean to exclude people who are their kids in daycare or preschool or whatever, but just like as a general concept, yes, full-time job. Taking care of and managing like a household is a part-time job. So if you are like the mom taking care of kids and trying to do all the household things, everything that comes with a household, which is like a million things, then you have a full-time job and a part-time job. So if you're going to do both of those and try and like be like,
and have a full-time
I'm going to work remote. That's two full-time jobs and a part-time job. I just think to me, it's just kind of interesting to delegate it that way in remembering that like taking care of the household is not a full-time job, but it is a solid part-time job. And don't forget that it is a part-time job. Don't think like it takes half an hour a day or something. Like it's a solid part-time job.
Are you talking about like everything it takes to run a house? Like in her, because she later gets into like listing it all out.
Pay the mortgage, get home insurance.
She would say here's like 100
Who's
tasks.
Who's going to mow the lawn?
So you're saying all of that is a part-time job?
Yes.
I don't know. I mean, that's a lot.
Well, I mean, a part-time job is anywhere from like 10 to 20 hours a week. So wait, you think it's not that many hours a week?
Oh, no. I think it's more. I think it's so much work.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I see.
I think if you were.
But just the house. If you had no kids in your house, if you had zero kids in your house and it.
So it's like the kids, the car, the lawn care.
Yeah. All the upkeep, all the handyman, all the appliances.
Okay, maybe. Because it's not all happening all the time.
All the food and all the cooking and all the laundry.
Okay. Yes.
Okay.
She ends up painting a framework or giving you a framework to think through this household management, domestic care, kids or no kids, is a system. How can we make this system work and run efficiently?
Mm-hmm. Very specifically too.
Yes.
Which I do appreciate. Very specific. She's not just like, be organized. She gets into it.
And it's geared at women who feel overwhelmed, who feel like the balance is unfair, who feel like they're drowning and they've lost themselves and they need a rebalance, reshift how this is run.
Mm-hmm.
The first several chapters until she got much further in and then I started like liking her and being like, okay, we're finally getting there. But for this whole time, I just kept writing down like, isn't this really about communicating? Like, why are you silently making all these assumptions about what your husband thinks of how you spend your time or the value you think he's putting on what you do? I'm just like, talk to him.
Mm-hmm. But I think part of that is just not realizing that taking care of the domestic load, like without kids, is a whole part-time job. I think that's like super undervalued. And I think like negative feminism has made it almost this like message that taking care of the home is like no big deal. Not even not important, but like no big deal. Like you can do it all because what's important is like your full-time job. And then you get into a home and then you're like, there's so much to do. And so then of course she sees all this, so yeah, like invisible work, which I like that phrase, and she didn't make that up obviously, but she feels like the weight of this work because I feel like
the invisible work, meaning like the emotional, like she's carrying it all in her head and like the mm-hmm. mental work, the emotional work mm-hmm. of like the thank you notes to send, the mm-hmm. is all on her by default. They haven't talked about it, so it's just like someone has to do it, so it will be me.
Yes. Like the picture of the clueless dad being like, I don't know, my kids just like, they have lunch every day and they get to the doctor.
Yeah.
Like,
okay. When she was describing her late night shift, how she was silently going around like uh-huh. doing the dishes, making the lunches, mm-hmm. sending teacher emails, recharging the baby monitor. And he just like puts down his phone and goes, oh, I'm going to bed. I was like, does this happen? Like, is this a realistic picture? This is terrible.
Yes. So we're going to finish this episode on our Patreon where we have lots of mini episodes and ad-free episodes and just other fun content for you.